The Viking Age is a glittering thing. It shines with tales and poems of adventurers, heroes, and gods, vivid stories that continue to be reshaped and retold down to the present day. It shimmers with intricate craftwork that adorn bodies in life and death, gemstones and glass beads twinkling between twisted loops of silver and gold. It gleams with once buried hoards packed with silver bullion, far-travelled coins and looted religious treasures. It sparkles with sunlight on water as oars dip and dig into the waves, propelling longships across deep oceans, icy fjords and shallow bays. And it glints with the sharp edges of weapons in the hands of warriors. Such a reputation would have delighted many who lived in that time. After all, how one was remembered was vital. On this matter, the one-eyed god Odin is said to have imparted his wisdom in an Old Norse poem called Hávamál, Sayings of the High One. Cattle die, kin die, the self must also die, but glory never dies for the one who is able to achieve it. And there's truth in this. This was an extraordinary, transformative period of history during which many individuals created powerful, complex names for themselves. Their prestige was maintained and embellished in poetry and stories that had deep roots in the Viking Age itself, flitting from mouth to mouth before eventually coming to rest on the pages of medieval manuscripts. Other facets and colours, many dark and bloody, were added to their fame through the writings of those who encountered them from other cultures. And over the centuries that followed, the many afterlives of the Vikings continued to be constructed by those who looked back and built new reputations for these people of the past. The fame and notoriety of the Vikings, in all their glittering facets, is why books such as this one are written and read. Even so, most reputations don't last long after death. For the most part, each brief, bright flame of a life flickers, glows, then vanishes into the darkness. But that's not the same as never having lived, and it's certainly not the same as never having mattered. Behind the stars of the Viking Age were the everyday people who inhabited this world, who experienced different, varied existences. These were humans who, like most of us, lived through their own triumphs and tragedies, then disappeared from living memory within a couple of generations. They had deeply felt emotions, loves and losses, frustrations and fears. They had robust, sometimes inappropriate, senses of humour, lustful impulses, medical problems, heartbreaking backstories. They were of different ethnicities, sexualities, classes, ages, and abilities. They had names, homes, and loved ones to miss them after they had gone. And yet, at the same time, they occupied a different time and a different place in the great churning river of history. They operated within different social and cultural frameworks. They had different experiences of being in the world and different expectations of life. Familiar in so many ways, perhaps, but not the same. This isn't a history about the exceptions to the rule, the powerful players and half-historical legends whose lights burned brightly and whose names and deeds of derring do were commemorated in epic sagas and praise poems. It's a history of the everyday humans who fell between the cracks of history, told through the little bits and pieces that survived the vagaries of time and quirks of fate. At best, some of them might merit a metaphorical footnote in the annals and legends of history. But for the most part, this is about those who were never in the stories in the first place.